Hey, everybody. This is Don Talk for Monday, December 15th, 2025. And we got to talk about something that's a little sad, as has been reported by various news outlets. Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were found dead in their residence Sunday. And of course, now it looks like it's their son. They have arrested him. Apparently, the dude had some issues. I don't know. But honestly, what I really want to talk about, the thing that is the most irritating but not surprising, not unexpected, is our illustrious, the one, the only, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. And of course, he took to Truth Social this morning at 9:51 a.m. And here is what he truthed. Quote, let's see if I can do a Trump impression. A very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpasses all goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before. May Rob and Michelle rest in peace. End scene. I know that was horrible, but is this surprising? No, this is not surprising. This right here is the kind of bullshit this dumbass, stupid motherfucker always does. He has to make it about himself. Always has to make it about himself. You know, let's not forget the fact that Rob Reiner, who was a celebrated director and basically, I mean, a comedian, several movies, several hit movies, The Princess Bride, Stand By Me. Those are the first couple that come to mind. I know that there are others that he and his wife, as it appears, were tragically murdered by their own son. Tragically murdered by their own son. And instead of doing something, I don't know, not even presidential, but fucking human, a simple thoughts and prayers, which is bullshit, but he could have done that. Our thoughts are with their family. This is such a tragedy. But of course, no, he has to point out, he has to make it all about himself. And the fact that Rob Reiner was a very well-known antagonist against Trump, as anybody with half a fucking brain should be. And he's trying to claim that Rob was tortured and was struggling. He was once a very talented movie director and comedy star, but apparently he's not any of that anymore. And that they were killed? He and his wife, Rob and his wife, Michelle, were killed, quote, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome. Let me tell you about Trump Derangement Syndrome. The only people that have fucking TDS are his goddamn supporters. If you are a supporter of Donald Trump on December 15th, 2025, if you still support this son of a bitch, you, my dear friend, suffer from TDS. Because as the right love to use this as, oh, you suffer from a mind disease, Trump derangement syndrome. You just can't see all the good that this God-fearing, God-called man to take care of the country and take care of the... You just can't see it, right? No, dumbass. You can't see the grift. You can't see the grifter. You can't see the adulterer. You can't see the godless man that you voted for and helped put in office to the ruination of this country. We are currently the laughing stock, yet again, of the world. Trump loves to come out and say, we're more respected than we've ever been. He loves to say that our economy is hotter than it's ever been. Inflation's lower than it's ever been. I mean, everything about the United States, according to this asshole, is like 10 of 10, 100%, gung-ho. We're the badass motherfuckers of the world, of the planet. Nobody can touch us. Oorah, all that bullshit. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Furthest thing from the truth. Inflation is still higher than it needs to be, but it's better than what it was. And it has nothing to do with Trump and his fucking regime. Everything the Biden administration did, and they had some missteps, but they are 100% responsible for getting inflation under control. Not Donald Trump, not any of the assholes that are in power right now. His tariffs that he is using as a weapon to get his way with every country out there is destroying the livelihood of middle-class Americans who can barely afford groceries. And he's up there trying to claim that affordability is a hoax. Motherfucker, please. Affordability is not a hoax. Nothing's fucking affordable. Groceries have not come down. Gas has pretty much stayed where it was for the last 2 years, roughly. You haven't done a fucking thing about that. You've had no effect on that whatsoever. So if anybody is suffering from TDS, it's his asshole supporters. And to those that realize that they made a mistake and now are experiencing buyer's remorse, I'll let you off the hook. You did suffer from TDS. Now you've come to your senses and you understand that this is not the commander in chief. This is a grifter in chief. This is a con man in chief. That's it. Donald Trump doesn't do anything for anybody except for himself. If it's a net gain, a net positive for him, that's great. But if it doesn't help him, it doesn't matter if it hurts you. He doesn't care, and he never will. That's the way he has been his entire life. Just listen to Mary Trump. She'll tell you, his niece. Pretty sure she knows him better than anybody else. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Give you my little anger bit at how it's not surprising, but it's just yet another example of how far this great nation of ours has fallen. That 1.5% more of you voted for this asshole thinking that, A, he was going to do what he said he was going to do, or, oh, he's just BSing. He's not really going to do that. That's just political speak. All I can tell you is if you voted for him, you're pretty much a dumbass. But I hope you see that now and you've come back to the light.